let's go to part two of a message I started called The Quickening Power of God. And to me, the quickening power of God is very important because what it's done in my life. So let's pray if we would. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the Spirit. We thank you for the Word. We thank you for the power of God. Thank you for that quickening power of the Spirit, God, that just quickens in our spirit, that brings about life, and God, that quickens us, amen, and establishes us within your Word, and God, that brings forth that renewing touch that we get through thy Word. God, grant it, Lord, now in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. The Bible says in John the 5th chapter in verse 21, "For as the Father raises up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth who he will." And in verse 22, "For the Father judgeth no man, but all judgment has been commended into the Son." Jesus Christ is the one that he has paid the price on Calvary, fulfilling the will of God. And for that purpose, God has granted him that he will be the righteous judge of both the quick and the dead. And the quick, that's one's been born again by the Spirit of God. The dead are those that know not God, and they've never been saved or not born again. Amen. John 6 and 63. "It is the Spirit that quickeneth the flesh." It goes on to say, "The flesh profiteth us nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." Now, it's the Spirit that gives the life. It's the quickening. That's the reason the Bible said the letter killeth, but the Spirit maketh alive. You can study the Word, but if you never apply it to the Spirit, there are people that I run into a guy one time that he was a bartender. He could quote every bit of the Word, but he didn't live by none of it. I run into a wholeness preacher that was having an affair with the church secretary. Could quote every scripture, you name a chapter in the Old Testament or New, and he'd come up quoting it. But the thing about it is, he wasn't living right. Amen. He was not quickened by the Spirit. He only had the letter. Amen. The letter killeth, but the Spirit maketh alive. It's that power of God that's with us through the Word. And when we go to living by the Word, amen. Bible said, don't be just a hearer of the Word, but be a doer all. Be a person that will listen to the Word, receive the Word, take the Word in. And be a person that will allow God's Word to be that which you live every day by. Get up in the morning and live by the Word. Walk by the Word. Amen. When you begin to speak, speak by the Word of God. Speak of the oracles of God. Amen. And God will begin to move, amen, because the flesh, it profiteth nothing. It's the words that he spoke is what's important to us. Romans 4 and 17, in the last part of that verse, "Even God, who quickened the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were." Amen. Very important scripture, amen. God speaketh by faith, amen. He spoke to the things that were not and called them as they were. We can speak to the elements around us, and we can speak of the things of God, being obedient to the Word of God. There's power in this Word, and God quickens it. Peter was able to walk on the water because the Word was quickened, amen. He said, amen, "If you bid me, I would come." And Jesus simply said, "Just come." And Peter was able to walk upon the water. Why? Because the Word was quickened. Amen. And if we take the Word of God and in our hearts and live a righteous and holy life, then God will quicken those words and the things we speak. Amen. We can call the things which be not as though they were. We can pray down the money we don't have. We can pray the healing that we don't see. We can pray the miracle, amen, that we only dream of, because we're serving a God that's able to do exceedingly abundantly all we ask or thank according to the power of God that works within us. Amen. So by that power that's working within us, it's bringing these things to pass. Romans in the 8th chapter in verse 11. "But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead," amen, "dwelleth in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by the Spirit that dwelleth in you. Same Spirit that caused Jesus to get up out of the tomb. Amen. Same resurrection power abides with His Word. And so if you get filled up with the Word, amen, then God quickens that Word in you, amen. And I'm telling you something. If you need a healing, just get in the Word. You need a miracle, just get in the Word, amen. You need something from God, just get in the Word, amen. And that Word will wash you, cleanse you, and that Word will quicken life within inside of you, amen. I hear a lot of people say, well, I can't find the will of God. Yes, you can. Amen. All we got to do is get in the Word. Amen. And ask God what His will is. Amen. You know, we're to walk according to His Scriptures. The Bible said the steps of a righteous person, they are ordered by the Lord. Amen. So, you know, when I start to step a direction that's not right, I get a bad feeling about it. Amen. When I start to go in a direction that's not pleasing to God, I get this kind of a whole feeling, amen. Or somebody brings something to me and says this is this or that, and all of a sudden it just does not register with me. Then I know that that's not the truth, amen. We will not be deceived if we take the Word of God and we allow God to quicken it within us, amen. Amen. A lot of people are afraid to speak up, but you have to speak up, amen. You got to speak up, or the devil will destroy you. The devil will come down on you in every direction. You have got to speak up, amen. In 1 Corinthians, in the 15th chapter, and in verse 36, amen, we find these words, amen. Thou fool, that which thou soweth is not quickened, except it die, amen. But we understand by the Word of God that anyone plants a seed, that seed, it has to die out in the state it's in to be quickened, to be brought back into life, to raise another crop from that seed. We're the same way. We have to die out of the world. We have to be quickened by the Spirit of God that we got life within us. Amen. 1 Corinthians 15 and 45. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickened spirit. Amen. That's the difference in it. Amen. We had the first Adam was disobedient. We had the second Adam was obedient to God. Obedient to the Word of God and obedient to the command of God. 1 Timothy 6 and 13. I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things. Amen. 1 Peter 3 and 18, for Christ also has once suffered for sin, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but God quickened the spirit. Amen. Christ had to die. He had to suffer. He had to pay the price. In 1 Peter in the 4th chapter in verse 5, who shall give account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead? Verse 6, for this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to the men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. And then Hebrews in 4 and 12, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit. Amen. God's word is powerful. And when God anoints it, it becomes double power. Amen. And God quickens his word and gives that power and that anointing by his word. Amen. If we read the rest of that verse in verse 12, we go on to see, and of this joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts, intents of the heart. In 2 Timothy 4 and 1, here it states, Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at the appearing of his kingdom. I find the devil fights things that's important. How I've been able to overcome in my life As a young minister, a young Christian, I learned about the quickening power of God. I learned that if I take enough of His Word in, that no matter what situation I'm put up in, God will quicken that word in me and bring that word forth. Amen. And when I'm confronted by the devil on every hand, amen, in every situation, amen, that comes before me, God will quicken in me and He will direct me to wherein that I, amen, have the knowledge of what it takes and the scripture it takes to apply to that subject. That's the reason it's so important, amen, to have the word. God will bring it back to your remembrance whatsoever He has taught you, but you've got to put it in there first. That's the reason we tell young Christians, study the word. We tell people that get saved, amen, we tell them to study the word. We tell them for a reason, because God will quicken that word and He will make it life in you. Amen. When you're confronted with a situation, the word will come up inside of you and you'll know exactly what to do. Amen. The power of God's word. Amen. But it's got to be in there. Amen. God's not going to open you up and just pour it down in there. You're going to have to put it in there. And then when He, amen, quickens it, amen, then, amen, it's going to be life into your soul. In 2 Timothy 4:1 states, Jesus Christ, who is the judge, amen, and that again is the quick and the dead at the appearing of His kingdom. Acts 10:42 states, and the commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is He which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and dead, Ephesians 2:1. And you has He quickened who were dead in trespassing and sin. That's what brought us out of sin. That's what brought us out of our trespasses. When we repented and when we acknowledged His saving grace, then God quickened us and brought us forth out of those trespasses and out of those sins. Ephesians 2:5. Even when we were dead in sin, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved, verse 6 says, and has raised us up together to be made to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen. Psalms 119:50. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word has quickened me. Amen. I've seen a many time in the hospital room of somebody that was, you know, not sick unto death. There's a death. The Bible says there's a sickness is unto death, but there's many sicknesses that are not unto death. And I've seen many situations where God would quicken the person, amen. And when God quickened them, amen, they'd receive a healing. By His stripes, the healing comes, but by the word of God, amen, it happens individually in our lives. Amen. And we are made to sit together in those heavenly places, and we've been quickened by His word. Psalms 119:93. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. Precepts is His word. Amen. What was it? The psalmist said that he had hid the word of God in his heart, that he would not sin against God. Amen. That's the reason it's so important to take that word and place that word down in our spirit, in our soul. Amen. And allow that word, amen, to become a part of our everyday life. And every step we take it according to the authority of the word. Amen. There's a lot of folks going to church that don't know how to live right. And if they're going where the preacher's not preaching the truth to them, they've really got trouble. Amen. But it takes the truth. Amen. It takes the truth of God's word. It takes it being preached. Amen. And it takes studying it. Amen. We can't always just depend on the preacher. Amen. We've got to know. Amen. For ourselves. The Bible said, to search the scriptures. Amen. And it talks about in those you think you have eternal life. Amen. God wants us to search them so that we know absolutely what we've read, what we've heard, and what God wants to do. Psalms 119:25. My soul cleaveth unto the dirt. Quicken thou me according to thy word. Psalms 119 and 37. Turn away my eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way. In other words, we're saying by the word of God, Lord, take our eyes from the vanity. See, there's a lot of vanities in this life. There's a lot of, you know, the psalmist looked at those that was the hypocrite. And, you know, the Bible said he's put it almost thy slip, for he had looked and watched, amen, after the prosperity of the wicked and the hypocrite. But when he got to the house of God, it didn't take him long till he understood what their end was. But he knew that in God he would live forever. And then the word of God said in Psalms 119 and 88, quicken me after thy loving kindness. So shall I keep the testimony of thy mouth. Psalms 119 and 149. Hear my voice according unto the loving kindness, O God. Quicken me according to thy judgment. And Psalms 119 and 154. Plead my cause and deliver me. Quicken me according to thy word. This verse right here, when it talks about Lord, plead my cause. Unless he confess us before the Father, we have no way into that city. Unless he be our mediator, unless he be our advocate, unless he say to the Father, Father, this is one of mine. This is one that thou called by thy spirit and drawed to me, and I have quickened them. And unless we have him pleading our case, we're a hopeless case, if you please. Amen. But we know that he quickened us, and according to his word. Psalms 119 and 156. Great are thy tender mercies, O Lord. Quicken me according to thy judgments. And Psalms 119 and 159. Consider how I love thy precepts. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness. We are to love his word. We are to love the things that he has set before us. Amen. And you know, if you don't have a love for the word of God, there's a possibility you've not ever allowed him to do the full work that's in your life. Amen. Then we find in Psalms 143 and verse 11, quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake, for the righteous sake, bring my soul out of trouble. Then in Psalm 71 and verse 20, thou which hast shown me great and sore things and sore troubles, shall quicken me again, shall bring me up again from the depths of the earth. And we know that he's plainly the one that when the trumpet sounds so loud, it's going to wake the dead. He's going to have to quicken us. The dead that are in Christ are going to have to be quickened by his spirit. So we're quickened to come out of sin. We're quickened to come out of our trespasses and all the things we've done against God. And we're quickened to live our daily life. We're quickened to be healed. We're quickened to be brought forth out of troubles and sorrows and battles and trials. And then when it's all said and done, and if we be laid to rest, then it's by his spirit that we will be quickened to be brought forth out of the grave, and we will stand bold before him in that day. Amen. So we must understand, and we must have his quickening power at work in our life. Psalms 80 and 18, so will not we go back from thee. Quicken us, and we shall call upon thy name. What is it happens to the backslider? God has to reach him. The prodigal son, he had to see what he had walked away from, and he had to be quickened in his understanding. And when the prodigal son was out eating the husk and eating the slop that was fed to the hogs, he come to himself and he began to think, well, back in my father's house, the least of the least and the servants and the very least has better than this. And here I am down in the hog pen. Here I am down wallowing in the mire with the hogs. And he said, I'll get up. I'll rise. I'll go back to my father's house. And that's what he did. What is it that brings about this transformation? It's the quickening power of God. It's the word of God that quickens in our heart. What happens to a sinner? What brings a sinner under conviction? It's the quickening power of the Holy Ghost through the word of God, through the Spirit. And it quickens that man or that woman to them to realize. So that's the reason the word says so plainly today, the letter killeth, but the Spirit maketh alive. Amen. You can study this thing till your eyeballs hang out, but if you don't apply it to the Spirit, you don't have nothing. Amen. You've got to have the quickening anointing of the Spirit and of God's power, amen, a work in your life, amen. And then, amen, watch out, devil, here we come, amen. Watch out, devil, here we come, amen. You got to come to that place, devil, I've took enough off of you, I'm not going to take no more, amen. I put up with enough, amen. I'm not going to put up with no more. Amen. I'm going to begin to speak to those things. Amen. I'm going to speak to those walls that need to come down. I'm going to speak in the name of Jesus. And God, as I speak to those things that are not as though they were, I'm going to speak by the oracles of God. And I'm going to allow that quickened rhema word, amen, to work and come forth and do the work that's needed. And we begin to decree those things that we need and turn the word loose on our problems, turn the word loose on our situations, and God will make a way where there seemeth none. God will strengthen our hearts. God will move in our behalf, and God will give us the victory in Jesus' name. Amen. God, we thank you, Lord, for the quickening power of your word. We thank you for the anointing of your word. We thank you, Lord, that that quickening power has brought us forth from our sins and transgressions. We thank you, Lord, that that quickening power is keeping us day by day, keeping us in good health and prosperity and healing. And God, that that word, amen, quickened by your anointed power and Spirit, is going to raise us up. If we, Lord, go by the way of the grave, we're going to be quickened. And Lord, if we're still alive and remain, we're going to be quickened. And we're going to be called up to be with you. And God, we thank you, Lord, for that quickening power that's able to keep us. And able, Lord, Lord, to do that which you have promised by your word. And God, we thank you for your anointing and your Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. I believe God's able. Amen. He's able to do exceedingly above all we ask or think, according to the power of God that worketh in us. I'm glad for his word. I'm thankful for his word. Amen.